Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, everybody. We are live this morning. Real quick, little quickie, if you will. I want to see if I can get Martez out on the show last minute. He's supposed to call in. That's all right. One second. We won't be long at all today. All right, so I can get him on the show. Hang on a second here. Oh, Lord, people, can it be on time?
You have reached the voicemail box of 3138.
Can never be on time, people. We moved everything for you. Anyway, we're going to be real quick this morning. The Royal Rumble is coming up. As you all know, anything and everything can happen. And in my opinion, is how you win the match. First of all, you got 30 guys and the gals in this match. All you got to do, it's take somebody, throw them over the top rope, both feet must touch the floor. The last person standing will be victorious. That's all you got to do. Sounds simple, right? But it's the problem. Every 30 or 90 seconds. At once in 90 seconds. Another person comes in the ring, and we keep going to the ring until we do all 30. So we're going to keep. So if you can survive by yourself in the ring, every 90 seconds, and it's just you in the ring, you're good. So all you gotta do is take somebody, throw them over the top rope, both feet must touch the floor. Last person standing is your winner. Let's take you back real quick to the year 2001. Royal Rumble 2001. Since Martez is not prepared today, it's all good. Let's see here. Let's get back here to the Royal Rumble 2001 card, if I can, real quick. Only got about a good 41 minutes left. This is back in 2001, Royal Rumble. Lowdown, Chaz and D'Lo Brown. What happened to Chaz? I don't know what happened to him. This is in the kickoff show. They defeated Kayentai, Funaki, and Tasha Michinoku. God bless them. I don't know what happened to Taka, but that was a long while ago there. The Dudley Boys defeated Edge and Christian for the tag team titles. Quite frankly, it was a traditional match, and they won. Ivory defeated the late great China for the women's championship. Kurt Angle defeated Triple H for the then WWF championship at the time. That's one half of the main event. Stone Cold Steve Austin won the Royal Rumble match by eliminating Kane. That's the other half. So the Rumble was supposed to be WrestleMania that year. Austin, Angle, the championship, WrestleMania. Things changed. It was Austin and The Rock, if I'm not mistaken, WrestleMania 2001. I'll go back and check that out. That was the card for this, for that year. And, of course, this year's card, anything can happen in the Royal Rumble match. I'm still picking Keith Lee to win it all. Keith Lee. And you know he won a title shot. He lost last week against Drew McIntyre. You know he wants his title shot. So I'm going to put him in the Royal Rumble match. And anything can happen at that point. I'm still picking Keith Lee to win the Rumble. I'm going to pick for the women's match. I'm going to say Nia Jax. You toss that girl on the top rope, good luck to you. If you can get that girl on the top rope, both feet touch the floor, eliminate her. QBO. It was the main time going with Nia Jax to win the women's Royal Rumble match. The men's Royal Rumble match, he has not announced himself yet. I'm going to Keith Lee. With Keith Lee. Now, these early moments of the Rumble are when you can put yourself in the match. You can announce you're going to compete in the Royal Rumble. As we go on through the week, everybody else is randomly entered. You got 30 people in the match at complete random. Number one and number 30. You do not want to be number one. Only three people have won number one slot. Vince McMahon, Shawn Michaels, and I'll talk about it, Chris Benoit. Number one is not often, you'll have a good chance of winning that match. The best shot is number 30 because you're fresh. You're the last person in there. You're fresh, ready to go. Number 27 is cool. So anything can happen between now and the end of the month. Of course, you don't have the network. Get the gift card. You can get whatever you subscribe now. You get the whole month for free. Get the gift card. I'm waiting until mine completely expires. I'm using my gift card on the W Network, January 31st. That's Sunday. And of course, virtually, I'm supposed to have fans. By the way, speaking of Florida, I want to say down at Clearwater, if you've not heard it, I'm telling you now, Hogan's Hangout. That's right. As in Hulk Hogan. Hogan's Hangout. I believe they are open. Please wear your mask. Please be safe. One of these days, I'm going to check them out. You got his own beach. You got his own. He got a nice store that I'm going to buy something from eventually. He has a nice store. He got his own. Do his own beach. Whoever thought Hulk Hogan had his own beach? Check out Hogan's Beach Shop in Clearwater, Florida. Hogan's Hangout. I believe that's in. Let me look it up here real quick. We got about a few minutes left here. Marquez wants to join us today. He was unable to. That's cool. One second. Hogan's Hangout is going. They're closed now. In Clearwater, Florida, 499 Mandalay Avenue in Clearwater, Florida. They open at 11 a.m. The number is 727-386-9933. Now, when you go over there, please do not. Please don't be one of those fans just to go see Hulk Hogan. We all love the Hulkster brother, but please don't go over there just to see Hulk Hogan. He ain't there. This man has other businesses he runs that he's rarely at. Please do not go over there or Hogan's Beach Shop, also in Clearwater, Florida, just to see Hulk Hogan. I understand your excitement. I would too, but he's not there. He's running the company for wherever he is. He's good. But if you happen to see him, you might want to get you an autograph here and there if you can. It's going to be a long line of people. But don't go over there just to see Hulk Hogan. But check him out. It's in Clearwater, Florida. Hogan's Hangout at 499 Mandalay Avenue, Clearwater, Florida, 33767. Opens at 11 a.m. and also Hogan's Beach Shop. All the merch you need if you're a Hogan fan, from his black and from his red and white, from his red and yellow days, as everybody's favorite Hulkster brother, to the classic NWO days, even his time Impact Wrestling. Products are available at Hogan's Beach Shop in Orlando, Florida. There's one in Orlando, one in Clearwater. They open at, close at 6-407-674-7457. There's one in Clearwater, one in Orlando. Check them out. Hogan's Beach Shop. I prefer the NWO products, and they're pretty cool. I'm going to get one of them eventually. You can't go wrong with a nice, classic NWO shirt. And if you can get all three people to sign it, Hogan, Nash, and Hall, get all three of them to sign it, you got something going on there. So, Hogan's Beach Shop, Clearwater, Florida, or Orlando, Florida. Hogan's Hangout, check them out. All proceeds will go to Hulk Hogan himself and his family, because he's not actually there physically. So all proceeds will go to Hogan and his family, and you'll have a good time, and you'll enjoy it. The Royal Rumble will take place January 31st, live on the WWE Network and the Thunderdome. You want to get your virtual seat, WWEThunderdome.com. Sign up. Now, when you sign up, it's really strict as hell. This is what they want you to do. Don't just sit there and watch the show. They have reactions for you. They have the boos, they have the cheers, they have the you sucks, all that stuff. The crowd noises provided by the arena itself, they have that for you. Just watch the show at WWEThunderdome.com. Sometimes it's tripping, just give it a minute. Or if you don't feel like doing none of that, you can always watch on the network, as I will in just a few minutes. And enjoy. I love the network because you get your money's worth. For $9.99 a month, you get your money's worth. I watch it all the time. I've watched it. I fell asleep on it. I turn it on the WWE Network. I fell asleep on it. You get your money's worth. So check out the WWE Network. It's available on all devices. If you subscribe now, you get the whole month for free. Now, if you have it for a while, like I have, I subscribed the day it launched, 2014, so many years ago. My bill is $10.81 now. So you subscribe, been with us for a while, you get $10.81. Everybody else who are new subscribers, you get $9.99 a month. And it's worth every doggone penny. AEW needs to set their game up and have a network. They can't now. They just started 2 years ago. You got to be at least 5 years to have a network, to have a Hall of Fame, to have something. Y'all just started. Signal AEW. Last Wednesday night, in my opinion, we saw the limited time return of the Bullet Club, Kevin Kenny Omega, the Good Brothers, the Jacksons, Mad Nick Jackson, the Bullet Club. I like it. I don't know how long it's going to last, but man, sweet times, if you will, are here again. Much love to the Bullet Club, which is my opinion. Derivates, if you will, or comes from the NWO. Without the NWO, there would be no Bullet Club. So check out the next episode of Night 2, I believe, of New Year's Bash AEW next Wednesday night. And of course, across the street, good old NXT on Wednesday night at the same time, 7 a.m. The NXT is on USA Network. AEW is on TNT. That's going to be it. Thanks for your time, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to see you guys Monday. We'll see you Monday here at WrestleTracks. Have a great day and enjoy your weekend.